Forward.
Career Dharma, the natural art of work, is an important contribution to the subject of natural work as a pathway to maximizing human potential, individual satisfaction, and social well-being. It is part of an emerging awareness that the world's wisdom traditions offer us a possible resource for inspiring new ways of thinking about the challenges and complexities of the modern world. This wisdom-inspired approach aims to create a new quality of solution that is natural, sustainable, and without adverse consequences. Following suit, Career Dharma takes its inspiration from the ancient Vedic and Puranic traditions of India. The authors translate Sanskrit sutras, or aphorisms, into a set of tools and guidelines that, with some reflection and practice, the reader can use to explore how the open quote, personal signature, end quote, of their nature is ideally suited to different types and qualities of work according to their psychological and emotional temperaments, as well as their aspirations, skill sets, and talents. The text offers a thorough overview of work itself, categorizing work using a novel Vedic taxonomy that offers new perspectives on how we think about work and vocation. This new way of looking at the nature of work and people offers the reader some insight into how to find the work most suited to them and perhaps why people in the modern world often find themselves misplaced and in unsatisfying occupations. There is something for everyone in this book. The scholarly background of the authors is evidenced in its thorough analysis of the various aspects of work, including considerations on how to make career choices ideally suited to our natures, how we can conduct ourselves to achieve optimal outcomes in our chosen fields, and broader considerations of work from a systems point of view on how individuals can cooperatively thrive as groups. There is good reason to recommend this book to a wide audience. It is valuable to anyone at the early stages of their career, as well as those considering a course correction in search of work that is meaningful, purposeful, and nourishing to the spirit. It is also a useful reference for educators, guidance counselors, sociologists, and anthropologists. Policymakers would benefit greatly from the strategic metavision of work that it provides, especially in its call to value people and their full potential. What I enjoyed most was the call to awaken the spirit in all of us, to achieve wholeness, balance, connection, and harmony with ourselves, each other, nature, and all that we hold sacred. To quote from the text, open quote, "A principle of the natural art of work involves regular recognition of the whole and the source from which we come, because harmony with truth will make us happy, and disharmony with truth will bring frustration. One of the keys to a satisfying career and life is something unique to human beings among all of Earth's creatures: a regular, deliberate, conscious connection with our source, the whole of which we are a part. When we consciously, deliberately, and regularly acknowledge the source of everything and dedicate our work to that source, then we become aware of the harmony and plan underlying what we experience. We become aware of our own place, the real and valuable contribution we can make, and the subjective feeling of our own value and worth." End quote. This inspires in me a recollection that life is magical and that work becomes play when our inner being is nourished, free to express itself, and truly satisfied by its sacred creative propensities. Work as divine play is a prosperity of a different kind, a wealth of a different quality. It is the byproduct of tasting a natural satisfaction within us, something the authors called rasa, a Sanskrit sutra for an inner fulfillment that is not dependent on the course of ordinary circumstances and is therefore sustainable and without adverse effects. In essence, Career Dharma, the natural art of work, is a well-researched, well-written, informative manual that offers us a new way of thinking about work and our relationship to it. It gently raises our awareness of a better way of doing things and offers practical steps on how to get there. It is ancient, time-tested wisdom adapted to people's needs in today's world. Dr. Michael Geary, Living Wisdom Foundation, UK.